Thank you, Chair. Dear Chair, Excellencies, UNHCR and NGO colleagues. Today, my colleague and I, we are honored to report on behalf of UNHCR and NGOs on the global consultations that took place this year in June. Held through a hybrid format, the three-day event gathered 500 registered participants representing an unprecedented diverse group with 25 organizations led by forcibly displaced and stateless persons, 29 faith-based organizations, 89 national and local NGOs, and 82 international NGOs. The themes for the 2022 global consultations, localization and climate action, built on respective discussions and outcomes from the 7 regional consultations and the UNHCR NGO monthly consultations of 2021 and the quarterly consultations in 2022. This year, the co-organizers, UNHCR and ICVA, developed the content of the consultations through 2 working groups focusing respectively on localization and climate action. Each group included 8 members selected through an open application process and represent national and international NGOs, organizations led by forcibly displaced persons, and UNHCR. The role of the 2 working groups also extended to drafting the first iterations of the consultation's main output, a set of 30 recommendations that build on the recommendations which came out of the regional and global monthly NGO consultations. These 30 recommendations were refined during the event. Myself and my esteemed colleagues delivering today's statement represent the 2 working groups. I was part of the working group on localization together with the leaders of refugee-led organizations to ensure that our views, perspectives are included and reflect in the discussions, the design and concept of the global consultations. The comprehensive consultations started with 11 online side events organized by 28 organizations and networks worldwide, as well as UNHCR entities, and then moved to the hybrid main sessions. The objectives of the consultation on side events were threefold. First, to exchange information on progress made on the region-specific recommendations and the commitment made during the 2021 monthly and regional consultations, and to review those that could be endorsed to become global recommendations. Second, to develop new recommendations.